Scenes at Radio.
And now it's time for a live show here on Scenes at Radio.
Hello. I should be live now. I should be on air. This is Sir Void. I am at Revision 2015 in Saarbrücken, in the southern part of Germany. And I have no clue of how good this works, so you guys and gals at home will have to help me. Can anyone hear me? Hello, hello. I'm pleading out there. I don't know if I'm on the video stream or if it's only on the audio stream. That's still yet to be seen. Okay, so FLE can hear me. Oh, D-Star, hello. Are you watching the video stream or are you listening a bit? Well, audio stream only. It's a good thing that Bombi can hear me because he sits next to me, so that's a bit cheating, even though, yeah. Okay, cool. So I'm on the stream. And both. Thank you, all you kind and helpful people on IRC. Yes, this is Sir Void. I'm back at Revision. I missed last year, family thingy-magogs, but I'm here now. And right now we're waiting for the opening ceremony to start. It might be a bit delayed further. It should have started 2 minutes ago, but coming up now, it says on the stream. 3 minutes. Oh, excelente. I'll just yap on for three more minutes then. Things have almost worked the way as expected. I got here quite early yesterday. My luggage did not get here early yesterday. Volume level, raise it up a bit. Okay, I'm just trying that microphone-wise. Let's do that. Oh, I can hear myself a lot better now. hopefully that works well. We'll see what happens. But yeah, my luggage actually decided to stay in Berlin for a bit longer. I don't know if you wanted to watch the scenery or anything, but I made it to Saarbrücken. My bag didn't. It did arrive later on that night, though, so that was good. But hey, that's what you get. I'm trying to actually check a couple of channels on IRC at the same point. At the same time, both the SceneSat channel and the Revision channel. It's not that easy, though. By the way, I should really join the SceneSat bot to Revision, because otherwise it will not log anything. So that's not good for real life, but I'll sort that later. What we have here is a weekend full with excitement and entertainment. There'll be a lot of good stuff happening. We have lots of performances. We have the Meteorix, which is a sort of a successor to Scene the Rogue Awards. Please. Okay, and we got announcements. That's always good.
Space beer.
But yeah, lots of stuff is happening. I know quite a few productions are in the works, so it's going to be an exciting time, I must say. I'm not here by myself. Truck is hovering around somewhere. CGI is on his way. He's driving from the UK, from Scotland. T101 and Hoffman will probably hop in here and do some jibber-jabber as well. So we'll just make sure that you guys and gals at home can experience this as good as possible. The video feeds will go 24/7. The audio feed will pop up and down when there's something of audio importance for us to mention, but we will do as much stuff as possible and we'll see what happens. And it crackles. I don't know what that crackle could be, but we'll see. If you notice any weirdness, just ping me on IRC. I am in most channels back and forth, so just ping me and I'll see what can be done, if anything can be done. But hopefully we have sort of a more stable solution than the last couple of years. We have two video stream servers and another fallback version if needed. So that should be quite good to manage anyway. I'm just buying time here now. We'll see what happens. What else? It's always good to see people that you haven't met in quite a while. It's great to see both new and old friends, and it is a very friendly atmosphere.
Yes.
And yes, they're trying some stuff here. I think that you guys here, Aki as well. TTL3, yes, you can just look through the source code in the web player that shows the RTMP stream. that's the easiest way to do it, because since we're not using my or our SceneSat video server, I don't have anything. Just go ahead. I think it's time to start. So, I'm just shutting up now. Here we go. Revision opening ceremony. Okay, well, almost. We just found a hiss, but hopefully it works. And I mean, this is day one, and my voice is already cracking. Let's go. Here we go. Ha ha.
What the fuck? What did just happen?
Aw, man. We knew this was gonna happen, but not this soon.
What? You're telling me you've always known that Plantemocene, our home planet, will be destroyed, and you told nobody?
Yeah, funny thing. Yeah, we did know. We found out, basically, after we found out we as a species were an experiment.
An experiment?
Oh, come on, Intern Maki. You've been at the Demoscene Agency of Shader Associations for more than a week now. Somebody must have told you.
Yeah, but all I've done is, like, preparing coffee and writing scripts for opening ceremonies.
Oh, well, let me quickly then explain to you that, yeah, our research, we found out that in our DNA, we found strands of alien DNA. And our research showed that millions of years ago, aliens came to our planet and lived among us and had, like, intercourse with all our females.
So you're saying we are nothing more than the idea of some crazy alien folks that cooked up some genetic soup and served it to our planet?
Actually, it's multiple alien species, because yes, the ancient females were very desirable. So yes, it was many of them. And then they found out, we found out, and then they decided to blow us up. So now we're gonna go after them.
That sounds pretty much like the plot of the movie Prometheus.
Prometheus?
So nevertheless, you're telling about a spaceship, so what is this? It looks quite familiar, like I've been here before.
You are now on Mothership Revision. And trust me, you've never been here before.
But are you sure? A spacecraft? It looks like I've been here before.
No, you really haven't been here before. And yes, while it doesn't really look like much from the outside, it might actually look a bit like a building, it's actually inside a very awesome spaceship with all the features and things that we need to survive.
And what are those features?
I'm happy you asked, because I actually prepared a brochure for you to read. Let me get it real quickly. There you go.
Welcome to Mothership Revision. This material is confidential. Please do not give it to WikiLeaks or write about it in Hoogie About before day zero. This ship is divided in 7 departments. We have the General Information Service crew in the front. They will serve fresh pangalactic gaga blasters and the like to you. Then there's the bridge. They are controlling all signals, light and sound, and navigate us to our destination. Apart from the engine room, full of the best and latest technology to keep the ship running, there's also the science crew, which will help us to find our way to our ancestors. Science crew?
Yes, everybody you see here in front is our amazing science crew, who will help us communicate with our ancient forefathers by making technical, marvelly audio-visual communication means that are also very pleasant to look at and listen to.
Fair enough. The Ultra Media and Pleasure Bots will ensure delightful evenings with music and dancing? You must be kidding me.
Well, just because our home planet was destroyed and everybody we love is dead doesn't mean we can't have any fun.
So, during daytime, be sure to visit the Revision Academy to enrich your mind. Please enjoy your stay in Mothership Revision. You prepared a brochure for Doomsday, including top secret information?
Yes, of course. Always be well prepared, and in the end, it doesn't really matter, does it?
So, as you quit so prepared, what's our final destination for this journey?
Our final destination is to finally get an answer to that always omnipresent question of why.
Why? What? Why?
Like in why won't you just shut up? So just get settled in, get ready to find your way around Mothership Revision, mingle with the crew, enjoy everything we have to offer, and prepare for beautiful things when we make contact to our ancient forefathers.
Oh, so I got finally time to play my most favorite game I've been lucky to save. Backgammon for the Atari.
Did you also remember to save the console?
No.
Oh, Maki. So yes, everybody, welcome to Mothership Revision. Go explore, meet with the crew, and have a great time at Revision!
Enjoy!
And I must concur. Yeah.
A very quick announcement. If you are nominated for a Meteoric Award, you're awesome. And also make sure you're near the stage around 8 o'clock. We need you here. There's going to be reserved space for you. So if you are nominated for a Meteoric, please get to the stage on time. Thank you.
Yes. So that's the opening ceremony. Very well thought through. Highly refined dialogue written on site by Maki and Aki. They've been working almost 2 hours with it, so it is a work of art. It is a beauty. Anyway, we are, as said, we are now live from Revision 2015 in Saar, Brooklyn, in the southern parts of Germany. I'm Ziphoid. I will be bothering you most of the weekend, I guess. We'll see how many people who are actually going to help broadcast here. Don't know that yet. We'll see. Hopefully I'll have some interviews as well. Get some people here that usually aren't behind the mic. It could be interesting. I do have a track to make to finish because I'm actually participating in the with the music in the C64 demo combo. So hopefully it'll all be done by tomorrow when the deadline is. So we'll see. And no, I'm not from South Brooklyn. I'm from Sweden, so that's not a problem. And No smoking inside the party hall. I don't know exactly what you guys are seeing, but I guess you're seeing an overview of the hall. I can't really look at that myself. Well, I see the hall, so I don't need to watch the video of the hall. But as I said just in the beginning of this little broadcast, is that it's only the first day of the party, and my voice is already starting to fail. So this is going to be interesting. I don't really need any processing to make it sound bassy. Also, I did make a lot of voiceovers for the jingles here, but they were sadly too clean and tidy, so we struck them out. You'll get to hear me announce stuff over the Meteorix nominations, though, because I recorded a lot of stuff there as well. So you won't get rid of me that easy this weekend. Alan, I guess you'll survive that. As I said, I don't have that much to talk about right now. I will play a track or something, and then rather not. I'll just queue up another show, because of the simple fact that in 45 minutes-ish, we're starting the Meteorix Awards here, and that is actually a joint broadcast. They'll be watching that over at the Gathering in Norway, which takes place at the same time. Well, they started one day earlier, ending one day earlier. So what I'll do is simply create a new show and restart a show in, in just about 40 minutes or something, which makes more sense than just me rapping nonsense here, because it really isn't. That's exactly what it is, nonsense. But that's life in a live broadcasting environment. I will be back in 45 minutes tops, and we'll get to give you the Meteorix Awards. And then there will be stuff happening throughout the evening, so we'll just keep going until we drop. But until then, I bid you an adieu for this little brief broadcast. Let's see, part two is the next one. Let's party. It's always good when you actually are doing stuff at the same time as you're trying to talk. I'm a man. I can't do that, right? Either way, I'll be back in 45 minutes-ish. And until then, just enjoy the video feed. We'll keep it running, of course. Probably overlay some regular rotational music. And we'll get back to stuff in a little while. Okay. See you soon.